A recent study conducted by University of Utah's Center on Mindfulness and Integrative Health Intervention Development found significant reductions in pain using mindfulness or hypnotic interventions. Dr. Eric Garland is the director of the center. The study was conducted at the University of Utah Hospital.
This was a really, really simple yet really pragmatic study because what we did is we approached patients who were reporting that their pain was intolerable, unmanageable, for a whole range of issues, various diseases, injuries, and surgeries causing pain.
There were three types of intervention, including a control group.
Patients who agreed were randomly assigned to receive either 15 minutes of a scripted mindfulness intervention, 15 minutes of a scripted hypnotic suggestion intervention, or 15 minutes of a pain education control. And we measured pain immediately before and immediately after the intervention.
For those who received the scripted mindfulness intervention, reported pain was reduced by an average of 23%. For those who received the scripted hypnotic suggestion intervention, pain was reduced by an average of 29%. The control group, who got pain education intervention, only saw a 9% average reduction in pain. Garland says that in every group except the control group, one-third of patients had a pain reduction of more than 30%, which is considered clinically significant. The treatment had no side effects, no potential for addiction, and it was inexpensive and relatively easy to implement, even in a busy hospital setting.
What it tells me, the take-home message, is that these brief mind-body therapies really ought to be offered in a variety of standard healthcare settings, and it really shows that the integrative approach of treating both mind and body simultaneously can really bring relief to a lot of suffering people.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.